This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It was a deadly day in Thailand. A soldier took over a popular shopping mall. Officials say at least 20 are dead and 31 others injured. Police say they've secured the mall but have not given any information on the gunman's whereabouts. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Eight people are reported killed and dozens injured in an outburst of violence in Kazakhstan Saturday. The country's interior minister told a news conference that about 300 people fought on the streets of Masanchi. Area residents said on social media that it was an ethnic dispute. The coronavirus claimed 86 lives during a one-day period ending Saturday morning, the biggest single-day increase to date, as the virus continues to take its toll in China and other parts of the world. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The death toll from the new coronavirus rose to 700 in mainland China on Saturday, according to authorities. The number of fatalities are poised to surpass the 774 deaths recorded globally during the SARS outbreak in the early 2000s. A 60-year-old American man also died from the infection in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, marking the first confirmed non-Chinese death of the illness, U.S. officials said. While the vast majority of cases have been in China, the virus has spread to some two dozen countries abroad.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. While the spread of the Chinese